This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Sometime soon, possibly in the next few days, the Bush administration is expected to announce that it has deployed the initial stage of a national missile defense system. It's designed to protect the nation against a limited missile attack, possibly from North Korea. Just last Saturday, the Pentagon installed its fifth missile interceptor in Fort Greely, Alaska. Critics of the system say it has not been tested effectively and has practically no defensive capability. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
Missile defense was one of the early policy favorites of the Bush administration, but the September 11th attacks shifted the administration's primary attention from the threat of foreign missile attack to terrorism. Nevertheless, the Pentagon's Missile Defense Agency has been working hard over the past 3 years to put missile defenses in the field. So far, in addition to the five interceptor missiles now deployed in Alaska, another 11 are expected to be put in place there in the coming months, and four more interceptor missiles will be fielded at Vandenberg Air Force Base in California by early next year. President Bush praised the program in August during a campaign stop in Pennsylvania.
We want to continue to perfect this system so we say to those tyrants who believe they can blackmail America and the free world, you fire, we're going to shoot it down.
Critics of the system challenged the president's optimistic view. Philip Coyle was the Pentagon's top weapons evaluator during the 1990s. He is now an advisor at the Center for Defense Information.
The administration has been struggling to find a word that describes what this system will be able to do. They've used words like residual and rudimentary and incremental and initial and limited, but the word they're looking for is nil.
The Pentagon's current weapons evaluator has concluded the system may be only 20% effective, but Lieutenant General Henry Obering, who is head of the Missile Defense Agency, declined to characterize its initial capability level.
We typically don't comment on what our operational capabilities are in the military, especially a defensive system.
There are several key pieces of the system that are not yet in place. High-tech X-band radar meant to provide tracking capability on incoming missiles. The X-band radar is to be built on huge pontoons and deployed in the Pacific Ocean, and crucial space-based infrared sensing devices. In addition, the booster rocket, now deployed in Alaska, has yet to be flight tested against an incoming rocket. In fact, there have been no flight tests for nearly 2 years. The previous tests were a mixture of hits and misses. Even advocates of the system, such as Baker Spring of the Heritage Foundation, concede that it might be effective against only a limited primitive attack, and that the Fort Greely deployment is more of what he calls a test bed.
I thoroughly expect, indeed I think that is absolutely necessary, that we continue to evolve this system by using what is really, first and foremost, a test bed to refine those technologies.
This deploy-first-test-later approach is highly unusual for a new weapon system, but not without precedent. Missile defense, though, is certainly the most expensive and complex system to be developed in this fashion. The Bush administration has spent more than $30 billion on missile defense so far, with another $50 billion allotted for the next 5 years. Critics of the program say that money could have been better spent first on development and testing, and later on deployments that were certain to work. This is Dean Wilkening, an expert on missile defense at the Center for International Security and Cooperation at Stanford University.
Just doesn't seem like a wise expenditure at the current time. Research and development is fine, but a system with such marginal capability, maybe a 1 in 5 chance of intercepting a warhead if it was launched by North Korea, just doesn't seem like a wise use of scarce resources.
General Obering, the head of the program, argues that missile defense is uniquely suited to this approach to development.
We're going to continue to improve this over time so it gets increasingly effective, because we believe that, number one, the threat will continue to change and evolve and improve over time. And we believe that we also need to be able to take advantage of technology as it improves and evolves over time. And we want to be able to modify and inject that into our system.
Still, the Heritage Foundation's Baker Spring concedes a really effective missile system is some years down the line.
I think it will be more like between 5 and 10 years that we'll have what I would consider to be the most capable defense that the United States could put in the field for an acceptable level of cost.
The next actual flight test for the national missile system now in place is expected by early December. Mike Schuster, NPR News.